You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This next story is from our live event we recently taped at Inside Out Gallery in downtown Traverse City. The natural beauty of the Traverse area is complemented by the town's vibrant culture of fine food, craft beer, endless festivals. But for locals, all that popularity comes at a cost. Things are becoming more expensive, and jobs and housing are harder to find. Some people are leaving, while others worry about the future of Traverse City's small-town charm. Let's begin with a report from Interlochen Public Radio's Aaron Selbig.
The downtown coffee shop Brew is one of the hipper places in Traverse City. It's the kind of place where the servers seem to be encouraged to show off their tattoos and piercings.
It's kind of like a hipster place, almost.
Tracy Lowe is chilling out in Traverse City before she returns for her senior year at U of M.
It feels almost like a smaller and more touristy Ann Arbor, I guess.
There are a lot of young people coming to Traverse City lately. They work in the many bars and restaurants, and they value the same things the older folks do: walkability, natural beauty, and a vibrant downtown. Meg Bowen is 30. She grew up in Traverse City, and like a lot of people, she moved away for college, but soon returned.
Traverse City is like a culmination of festivals, fun, and small-town appeal. That's what Traverse City is to me.
But Bowen chooses to live in Acme Township, just east of Traverse City. That's because she says Traverse City no longer feels like that small town where you can leave your doors unlocked. Her friend, Bailey Bensley, feels the same.
I do like that I can come downtown, be entertained. There's always new things to do. But at the same token, it's more like a nice place to visit as opposed to the place that I grew up. And that's kind of the way it feels.
Bensley moved out to Kingsley, a much smaller town 25 miles south of the city. Kingsley has a small school district with a great reputation, and it's a much cheaper place to buy a house. Real estate prices in Traverse City have skyrocketed over the last few years, and because a lot of people rent out homes for big bucks during the summer, it's tough to find a year-round rental. But it wasn't always this way.
933 at WTCM, News Talk 580. Open lines, as always, at 9470.
Radio host Ron Jolly has been a fixture on Traverse City airwaves since he arrived in 1983.
To come up here, it was like the little town in the movie Jaws. It was so charming. It was seasonal. It was a resort town. The people were happy. Nice little stores downtown. Very seasonal, though. I mean, it shut down, like they used to say, after Labor Day.
Jolly says that sleepy, roll-up-the-sidewalks-at-dusk thing started to change in the 1990s. That's when the Park Place Hotel was revitalized and an old JCPenney building on Front Street was bought out by Horizon Books. People argued about development back then, but Traverse City's biggest fight came to a head last year when developers announced plans to build a 9-story mixed-use building on the west side of downtown. That's when people started showing up at city commission meetings, and they weren't happy.
It's going to make Traverse City look disgusting and bad.
The city commission got an earful when it approved a special permit for the 9-story building.
It is not harmonious.
It reminds me of Malignant Tumor.
If you vote this in, this town's going to be different, and this is just the start of a lot of ill will.
Traverse City Mayor Jim Carruthers was elected to office right in the middle of the fight.
Things have gotten more divisive. It's more recently become a generational thing. It's the boomers and the retirees against the younger millennials and all that, and that's sad.
Carruthers thinks 9 stories probably is too tall for Traverse City, but he thinks there's a middle ground.
I mean, it's not Mayberry. It's building to a style that isn't a Manhattan, isn't a Chicago, isn't, you know, even maybe a Grand Rapids. You drive down to Grand Rapids now, and you're seeing skyscrapers being built. Great for that, but we are a small town.
Carruthers points out that Traverse City is not like a lot of other cities in Michigan, which are struggling with crime, failing schools, and sinking economies.
It's great being mayor of a town that has all the right problems.
Carruthers sees Traverse City 20 years from now as pretty much the same. A bit bigger, a few larger buildings, but still plenty of small-town character. For Stateside, I'm Aaron Selvig.